hdtv.com/tv to see if you qualify. Total home DVR functionality is available on up to 8 TVs and requires a receiver for each additional TV at $7 a month. Taxes and other charges apply. Offer ends 11-6-10. Price for U-Family TV. New residential U-verse customers only. After 6 months, existing standard rates apply. For details, visit hdtv.com/tv.
Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. This hour of Ebling and You being brought to you exclusively by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can record your shows and play them back in any room with AT&T Total Home DVR. AT&T, rethink possible. Very happy to be welcome in, Southfield Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate, and that is Brenda Lawrence. Hello, Brenda, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, just fine. I guess there's something about mayors in the Democratic Party this year, right?
Well, I think mayors, this team of mayors, have exactly what we need to go to the state government and shake things up. I'm very excited about this ticket.
What is it fundamentally about running a city that is similar to running a state?
When you run a city, you have the responsibility of working with the legislative body, which is your council. You have the responsibility of balancing a budget. You have the responsibility of allocating funds for different programs throughout your city, and you have the responsibility of taking care of the constituency that you represent. You're elected by the people, and I tell you, when you go to the state and look at how the government is functioning there, I feel very strongly that the model that Virge Bonaro has shown and being the mayor of Lansing, and my track record and being a mayor of a very well-ran city, is that we have examples of leadership that is desperately needed.
Brenda, I don't know any political figures who set out as a career goal to be lieutenant governor. When did it first cross your mind that this might be on the agenda for you? And can you talk about discussions about this with Virge Bonaro?
You know, the discussion came up, when Lieutenant it came up in different settings about the leadership that's needed in our state government. Mm-hmm. And I've been very active in the community and very involved. And I was just honored. They assembled a list. And I was just honored to be placed on that list of potential candidates that had the skills and the necessary experience to serve as a lieutenant governor. It's not something that you pick and you say, file a petition, say, I'm going to run for. You have to be placed on a list. You have to be vetted, and you have to be asked. And those things happen, so I'm very excited about it.
When did you find out you were Virge Bonaro's choice? Where were you at the time, and how did he pose the question? Or did he just say, State of Michigan needs you, you don't have a choice?
Well, I found out. I received a phone call on Friday. Okay. This has been an amazing couple days. I got a phone call from Virge Bonaro on Friday. There was all around in the media, And I had not spoken to Virge. I knew that I was on a short list. But Virge called. I was in the car with my granddaughter, and when I answered the phone, he said, "Are you ready to
Are
work?
Are you ready?
Are you ready to get to work? And would you be willing to serve as a lieutenant governor nominee for the Democratic for the ticket to serve with me?"
And how long did it take you to say yes?
Well, I knew I was on the short list, and I had really talked to my family about what if. I had thought about it very hard. I feel very strongly that the Main Street agenda is what we need. I know for a fact that being a mayor, that our citizens are worried about their future and the foreclosures. There's that whole discussion on small businesses needing the help that our banks have walked away and they're not supporting them. And what's the largest growing industry in the United States? It's our small businesses, and they need help and support. And the whole concept of Main Street and helping and working for families and people and small businesses, that is something that I firmly believe in and I support in. And we were on the same page. And I knew it was an agenda that I could support. I had worked with Verge before when he was when he went to Washington to fight for the auto industry. He called me and asked if I would go to Washington with him, and was so impressed with his leadership and passion in saying that we will not allow our auto industry to just be kicked out and saying they didn't have any value anymore and they're obsolete. Mm-hmm. And as you know, as a result of that, we received the bridge loan. But it was an amazing process. There were mayors from all over the country. It was 30 mayors. And we stumped the halls of Washington together with Verge Bernero. Mm-hmm. I knew him. So I was excited, and I had thought about it and of the what ifs. And so it was really good.
Well, we think we know Verge Bernero pretty well, being Lansing's mayor. But tell us something we don't know about him.
He's been labeled the angry mayor because he's passionate and he's very, he's a hardworking person. He and I both are frustrated with the status quo, but he has a very good sense of humor and he loves his family. He really values the role of family.
Well, we have seen him get upset with some people here, and he means business. Have you ever seen him get upset?
I've seen him be very passionate.
There you go.
And he will fight for what he believes is right.
He fought during a Democratic primary where he was behind by double digits in most polls and wound up a convincing winner. What makes you think that that's possible to do again when he is 20-some points behind in most polls, and it seems as if a lot of people have made up their mind how they're going to vote?
Oh, no. This is this team of mayors who have fought and won elections and have been on battlefield before. We are not deterred by a poll. We are committed to working. Engler was even further behind, and he won an election.
True.
As you know, Verge Bernero was written off in the primary. We are so confident that the message of Main Street, which relates to the everyday person, and that we understand the challenges, and we know how to balance a budget. We know how to work and across without. We know how to balance a budget without raising taxes, mm-hmm. and we know how to balance a budget with laying off people. We know how to work across the aisle with people. When we work with our councils, they are R's and D's and independents. But when you're trying to run a city and balance a budget, we have learned how to sit down at the table, iron out our differences, and take care of the people. And that's what the constituency we're hearing. They want a government that works. We have two cities that are working that has a AA-plus bond rating, the top 3% of cities in the state of Michigan. So we know that as we go around, and we've been traveling all day today, we'll be all over the state. When we get our message out and this campaign gets into full gear, people haven't made up their mind. They're going to be given the opportunity. And come November, we're planning on being the two mayors standing side by side, taking the seat of governor and lieutenant governor and making Lansing work.
Brenda, the message sounds very good and interesting and appealing to a lot of people in terms of creating jobs and balancing budgets, but it takes an awful lot of money in a campaign like this. What kind of a fundraiser is Brenda Lawrence?
I have ran for offices before, and believe me, we're going to raise the funds. We have, the minute that the announcement came out, I started getting the phone calls of how can we energize and get together and raise money.
There are a lot of big companies in Southfield, right?
Yes, there are. There are a lot of big companies in Michigan, too. But we have, you know what's interesting? People will look at our opponent who can self-fund his campaign, who has spent millions of his own dollars. Mm-hmm. And we have had examples, not only in Michigan, but across the country. It's not about who has the most money. It's about who has the best message. And who are the people who are the candidates that the citizens will trust to take care of them and to move Michigan forward. And that's what we're standing on, and we're excited about that. We're going to raise as much money as we possibly can. We're going to stomp the streets and work hard. And we're looking forward to really winning this race.
Brenda, we know that there are going to be at least three gubernatorial debates. I think Verge would like to have three in every day, but there are going to be three debates between Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder. Would you be willing to join us here in studio for a discussion of issues with Brian Kelly?
You know, that's an interesting concept, and I'd be glad to talk to you about that.
Great. We will have further discussions, and we'll talk with you often between now and Election Day.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Brenda Lawrence, a Southfield mayor, Democratic gubernatorial candidate. I guess when you're behind in the polls, you want to get your message out as often as possible. We'll be right back with Ken Glickman, Gilbert Tweed Associates, our Get a Job segment, coming up next after weather and sports.
Here's your updated Lansing area forecast from More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 67. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny and hot with another day of 90-degree temperature.